Hello and welcome to episode 105 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined once again by Bro and Ellen Harv. Somber days. We don't have a tournament to recap. We will not have a tournament to recap for quite some time. But before we get into how sad we are, this podcast is brought to you by Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code Drive the Green. If you're looking for any retail therapy, use that promo code for 30% off your order. We're also brought to you by Kinexus, which proudly presents the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, which we are members of.
Yep.
And
we should put a big player order in for the summer.
Well, I was thinking about that. Like,
summer's coming up.
I mean, if you are in the investment game, luckily for us, we're young and we don't have to worry about our pensions completely falling off the table.
We have to, but yeah.
we got time on our side.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, things are pretty dire right now. Before we get into all of the COVID-19 talk, we should try to pep up the mood a little bit by talking about our weeks.
Well, I mean, that is our weeks, but
maybe had a few drinks this week.
Let's get the tally.
So didn't have any booze until March 10th, I believe. And then just a couple on March 10th. We went to trivia, you and I, Bruno.
Yep.
Went to trivia, had a couple beers there. Then a friend came down, had a few more the next day. And then on Saturday, just sitting with my wife, and we were both in a pretty bad mood. So had a few more. So had 2, 3, and 4 in consecutive nights. So there's 9. Having one today, I'm up to 10. 10 in 16 days. So I'm still on a pretty good spot.
It's pretty good for months.
I'm in a good spot.
What's the total then for the year?
What was it? It was 97 prior to this month. So right. 107.
Okay.
So we're not doing too bad.
107 in 69 days.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Sorry. 75 days.
70. You were close. But we also, this week, have the three of us are in a baseball draft, and we have our draft this week for a baseball season that might not happen until June or July. Yeah, so we toss around the idea of if we should even have this draft.
Keg's ordered.
Now. But the keg's ordered, yeah. So we have to do it. Everyone booked off the holidays. Social distancing is a thing, and we understand the seriousness of that. But we've all kept ourselves in somewhat isolation.
It's only 10 people.
It does stay below the 10 person threshold that Donald Trump came out with today.
Yep.
So it can't be 11, but it can be 10?
It can be 10.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know.
So, well, I mean, we got 10 coming, so.
I don't know who's enforcing these rules.
I was talking about that with a buddy of mine, like when they were just saying no groups of 250. Like, what's going to happen if you had like 250?
There's a guy with a pitch count thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Checking at the doors, like all of a sudden they make this like special forces group that goes into like raids halls and
task force
and a bunch of Dwight Schrutes or something like that.
Yeah, like halls and hotels and convention centers every weekend and counts everyone who's there. Like,
yeah, so we're in pretty pretty weird times right now. I mean, obviously
unprecedented. Yep.
Obviously, in our lifetime, anyway. To deal with a pandemic, and I'm sure many of the listeners have dabbled in some of the Netflix documentaries and things of that nature, but I have as well. The explained Netflix doc on pandemics. Just gives you, it's 20 minutes long.
Okay.
Just gives you enough time to understand what's going on. But we have now canceled. We live in Saskatchewan, and now the schools are canceled.
Mm-hmm.
For our Alberta listeners, they're right behind us. USA is pretty much going to be in a lockdown here real soon. So, yeah, weird times, some precedent times, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon.
No.
CDC says, 8 weeks before you're going to have a crowd of over 50? So,
I don't know. Yeah. Tune most of that stuff.
There's too many numbers going around.
Just wait.
Yeah.
There's so too much stuff that is just inciting panic that I just have tuned everything out now.
It's pretty tough. Yeah. And it just even just from a stressor perspective, you don't really want to talk about it too much.
Yeah.
What did you guys do this week?
I had that little mini cleanse that I did.
Oh, right. Cleanse update.
So this might be
Panda watch.
Just as interesting as your booze update. So last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days, clean and sober.
But not really.
No shit foods, nothing. I just ate fruit, vegetables, and meat and drank water for 3 days.
Fruit, veggies, and meat.
Yep.
Okay.
Felt great, actually. to be honest.
3 days
I hate
was enough.
Saying it.
And
days
then
was
what
enough.
Happened?
Yeah, then what happened?
Thursday, Five Guys for lunch, and then hot,
big old greasy burger,
hot wings for supper,
and fish,
and three beer, and fish and fries. Yeah, yeah. The bum was not feeling so hot.
And then Friday,
37 to 39 rums Friday, full rum bum Saturday,
and Pizza Hut.
Oh, and Pizza Hut buffet.
Oh, that was Friday too.
Yeah.
Making up for it.
You cleansed and then like full cleansed.
And then Indian food yesterday just to cap it all off. And jeez. Today was...
Ciao.
Today was like the trifecta. Like,
I've heard that cleanses actually do get the old guts going. So you like cleared out and then you didn't even give your body a chance to with digestible food. You just fired a bunch of alcohol and hot stuff and grease at it just to further make sure all the... It scraped all the sides on the way out.
We got a big draft this weekend.
Yeah.
We got a lot of fun to happen. I'm just testing the system out. It was a trial run and my body passed with like a 57% grade.
Yeah, I'm still with
like
all
a D
this.
Plus?
What's you know, every that? Time
like a D plus?
D plus. Every time we talk about this, I like have this little like tiny rush of should I feel bad about a group of 10 guys, but at the same time like I mean,
no.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we did You went to a concert, Bronell.
None of them have traveled. Yeah. He
didn't.
Traveled.
He didn't know if I'd bring it up or not. We caught a little bit of heat on social media for going to the concert.
Just
but
just
now
Bronell
social
went.
Distancing
just
is me. Like
yeah,
a
let's
thing
throw.
Now.
Let's call a spade here. One of us went to a concert.
One of us.
One of us threw caution to the wind and said, "Fuck it, I need to go to this concert."
He had 37 rums in him. Maybe he wasn't going to go, and then
nothing was surviving in that body.
Yeah, nothing was surviving. Yeah, he was going to drink it away. Actually, I'm curious if that's a thing. Harv, did you do anything this week?
No.
So you were already self-quarantining before it was cool.
Yeah. I mean, my life is pretty much self-quarantine other than
your life's not changed at all.
Yeah.
Has it?
No. Doing the other than doing like
other
I already
than sports,
work,
I guess,
I already but. Work from home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
I mean, you can't watch Ottawa Senators games now.
That's true.
Whoop-de-doo.
That's about the only thing. So, I don't know. Played more video games. The usual stuff.
I heard you shot a good number last night in Tiger Woods.
Yeah, 26 under par.
What Tiger Woods you playing?
The last. It's Rory McIlroy, the last one they made.
Oh, okay. So the newest possible.
Yeah. They stopped making it, I think, like 2016-ish. So about then.
Yeah, I've been tossing around the idea of what games I want to put on my phone and what games I want to play.
I'm buying the show tomorrow.
I feel
comes
like,
up tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like I need to, but I just don't know which one. And then I'm still hooked on Two Dots on my phone. So I think I'm on level 400 now.
I was thinking about starting up a Road to the Show when I download the game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And just playing like 20 full seasons. Like have a career. A full
that,
career.
I enjoy that so much more than playing online against people.
Oh, yeah. I don't play online against people.
Yeah, I like the careers. Or I was big into like the baseball franchise game where it had you didn't even play baseball. You just ran a building.
Simulated
all the
games and made trades. Yeah.
That's fun too, yeah. Fun for hockey too.
So I enjoyed that.
Also, I forgot to mention when I was talking about cleanse, I'm going to start taking up jogging again. This
almost spit out my beer.
I mean, what else am I going to do?
Well, I mean now
you should try it out,
Maddie. The sidewalks are thawed now. So
close, yeah.
Footing is not an issue.
Yep.
That was my excuse all winter, was footing was an issue.
Didn't you quit in like September?
I think it was 3 days in September that I ran.
Almost
a lot of snow.
Almost a snow.
A lot of, and then it snowed that, you know, remember that freak snow we had in September and I just shut it down. So to tie it all together to obviously our lack of golf for the next probably few months. COVID, all this stuff happened. Players, they allowed us, they teased us by giving us one round. So Wednesday night, I believe it was, NBA canceled on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Then Thursday, all of the, by the end of day Thursday, or even the start of Thursday, pretty much all of the major sports that are still actively going are saying, you know what, we're putting it on hold. PGA Tour comes out and says, you know what, we're not going to have fans starting tomorrow. We're still going to allow whatever it was, 100,000 people or 50,000, 60,000 people.
You think it was
on
that
the
many?
Grounds. Well, I imagine the numbers went down because they were scared.
It didn't look like I was watching Thursday, and it didn't look as busy packed as you would think there.
And so because they allowed the tournament to start, I actually thought that they were going to finish it, and then they were going to go with no people. And then it was just like the heat got too much, and they're like, you know what, we gotta toast this thing. Just because
Disney World closed, so that was the deciding factor.
I think Trump even said that the PGA could keep going.
Well, it was more of...
But that's because he's a big golf guy.
I can understand it if they...
Scratch handicap.
Yeah, if they just had the players out there. Like, for instance, take wrestling. We were, just before we started this, Raw was on, and it's just... By the way, wrestling is hilarious when there's no crowd.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But I think that was the intent when he said it. It's like, okay, we'll just have the players go out there. But then you have to factor in, well, how are we going to televise it? Now you got all these camera guys, all the scorers, all the volunteers that still have to show up. Next thing you know, there's still 2,000 people on the grounds, and that's not what they were intending. So then
2,000's a bit much, maybe, but...
Yeah, now we're just toasting it.
Maybe 1,000.
Yeah. 1,000 people. Still too many.
Mm-hmm.
So... Tough news for Hideki Matsuyama, who absolutely lit it up on Thursday. 2-shot lead, 9-under 63.
I mean, it was safe to say that he was going to go on and finish top 10 in that tournament.
Yeah. And and
you thought I was going to say win, didn't you?
Well,
he wasn't more winning. The purse. He wasn't winning.
I don't think he was winning either. But the purse, like it's the crown jewel of the PGA because they don't get any of the majors. So it's.
He chopped it up, eh? Split pot.
Which is so odd.
Yeah.
That you're giving every guy some?
$50,000 everyone got.
Yeah.
Except for CT Pan.
Except for CT, who withdrew.
What an idiot.
He's my dude wipes of the week.
Absolutely.
We're just getting into it now.
He's the dude wipes of the week. Like, you are that guy is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean $50,000 to these guys, whatever, yeah, but still.
He had the right intentions. He's just like, here's my hill and I'm going to die on it, not expecting everyone to get paid for it.
Right.
I was actually surprised, too, that the guys that were so far out of it after the first day didn't just withdraw right after the round. Like, anyone that was 5 over
Who were some of the really bad scores?
Ricky and Spieth were both 4 over.
Richard, I should say. Sorry.
Fleetwood was, like, dead last. Or, like, second to dead last.
There were some bad scores.
140th he was ranked after day
one.
And then, obviously, being... DraftKings were in lots of golf pools, all that stuff. This was for our majors pool. This was the first one. Everything now put on pause. No idea what's going to happen. San Francisco's on complete lockdown right now, so the PGA Championship ain't happening.
No.
The Masters is already moving.
0% chance.
Well, they were
saying... Now we're talking about the trickle-down effect of all the U.S. Open qualifiers, because they're not even going to come back until like 2 weeks before the Open, which sucks for us because now we might not go to the Canadian Open because it might not be back by then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so, like, the trickle down is huge.
Best case, they're saying they're moving the PGA back to Sawgrass. That's where it'll be played if they play it. There's no chance it's happening in San Francisco.
Yeah, no chance. I don't think we're seeing golf until June, and in which case, maybe we get lucky and the first tournament that comes back is the Canadian Open.
We can't plan anything or book anything.
We can't. Nope.
Can't do anything, really.
And then even
one day
just,
at a time.
Just from a perspective of, like, obviously golf, outdoors, you'd like to think that it's a safe haven for people to go to and get away from this, but no, you still have to drive there. You still have to clubhouse. There's still lots of ways to transmit. It's more like show up, park in the parking lot, and just walk on.
And you'd have to walk.
Yeah, walk.
Like,
yeah.
You can't take a car. Like, they ain't cleaning those things.
Why couldn't they spray them down after every...
With what, a hose?
Well, that pressure washer that guy uses. Yeah.
I guess. But this thing can live for 12 days, whatever that shit is. But
yeah,
I guess you just throw a bag of Lysol wipes in your
your
bag and you wipe down the cart, I guess.
I mean, I know, like, facilities are closing down in the city here. And our local course is one of those facilities that closes down, I'm still fucking golfing. Like,
well, yeah.
I'll be out there.
Can you just drive from your house directly to the course and walk it? Like, I mean, that should be a thing.
I mean, it's probably trespassing, but...
But no, the course even just says, you could still use online booking, technically.
Yeah.
Here's my tee time. You just show up for your tee time.
That, there's no way.
The problem is the 50 people that claim that they have the same tee time waiting at the tee box.
And also the whole members versus non-members. Like, you're gonna have someone work to collect money.
Yeah, exactly. How are you gonna make
so
money?
So you can't just say members can come play, because then people just walk on.
Yeah. And then it's really unfortunate for us, because
well, you got to have someone there.
Obviously, we're in Canada. Our season hasn't quite started here yet. We're probably 3 weeks to a month away, and having to watch others in the golf industry that we follow on social media get to go play courses still. I mean, now they're starting to get into quarantine areas where they're not playing. But even just this past week of seeing other guys golfing just to get away from it all, and it's like, oh man, this stinks.
There's definitely an advantage to being in the, I guess, golf social media world, living in a place where you can golf right now.
All the time.
Because, like, those other podcasts or golf content guys that are usually talking golf are now just posting videos of them golfing.
Playing golf,
because they
yes.
can, and it's still getting them content.
Yeah. So it might be a little bit lighter for us. Obviously, the podcast is our crown jewel. But we're getting closer, and hopefully by the time golf season rolls around up here, things have started to move through, but it doesn't look promising by any means.
Hell, maybe we should start trying out some trick shots.
Trick shots in our basements.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, we can go outside soon. It's going to be nice soon.
Yes. I mean, I got a makeshift driving range outside my house. We could probably go hit some balls, but that's about it.
Need about six hours every day to work on it.
The goal is just to keep as many people out of populated areas as possible, so you can find little spots here and there to get out. But other than that, I mean, yeah, moving forward for us, I know it's kind of a little bit of a dire stuff before we get into the news here, but obviously our pods might be a little bit shorter. We got some ultimate foursomes in the hopper that we want to do, some top fives. I got some interviews. We got some. It's just a matter of when we're going to do them. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for those. But until then, it's just going to be, you know, shorter pods and having some fun dicking around a little bit. Might be a little bit less golf and more weeks. We better start getting into some other stuff just around the house. Maybe take up a hobby. Then it'll be a cross promotion.
Play a little more Mario Kart or something.
Yep. Well, hopefully, it would be cool if you could get Mario Kart online.
I'm pretty sure you can now.
Oh, you can? But I have no idea.
Yeah, we're not tech guys.
N64?
No, not that. No.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's get in the news then real quick. We've got a few news items to talk about. The first of which we talked about, it was the least likely surprise of all time? They moved the age down for the PGA Hall of Fame, and then miraculously Tiger's first one in.
Yeah. I thought we talked about this last week, but...
We did?
Oh. Well, we talked that he was the front runner.
We talked that he was
going to
go in,
right.
But now he's in.
Oh, yeah.
So is that all we want to say?
Yeah.
Tiger's in the Hall of Fame.
We don't have to say how stupid the age drop is again, even though it is pretty stupid.
Yeah, but pretty dumb. So, I mean, that was one piece of news. Okay, well, we only got three, and that's one off the list. It's a pretty lean week, I tell you.
Hopefully a couple tangents off the next one.
I guess we'll talk. Do we want to talk about Ricky and JT or Brooks and Rom first? Let's talk about Ricky and JT. So Ricky and JT went out on Sunday golfing together, and both of them, Ricky finally shoots a good round on Sunday of Players Weekend. What did he shoot, 60?
60, yeah.
60, and JT shot what, 65?
65.
Yeah, beat the wheels off of him.
Five shots.
I feel like that scorecard was fake. Like,
you do?
Yeah.
60?
Like, Ricky Fowler being that shitty and all of a sudden shooting 60?
Well, didn't you hear with the coronavirus, they're saying that anything under 10 feet was considered a gimme now.
Really?
It's a rule. Just like an unwritten rule.
That can't be true.
I saw it on like...
Is that like a joke?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's a joke. Yeah. Okay.
2 meters, I guess, right? Like 2 meters. 2 meters can't be 2 meters from
someone.
Did
you see that guy that had that like makeshift plane, cardboard plane or whatever that... He pulls on, he's got it, it's got shoulder straps on it, it's cardboard, so 5 feet in front of him and 5 feet behind him, and he just like spins around so that no one can get within his 10-foot radius. Or
I didn't
see that.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
find that tweet.
People are stupid.
Oh yeah, find that tweet.
People are so stupid.
Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I understand that there's all sorts of stuff that you need to follow, but stuff like that, I mean, we haven't talked about the toilet paper situation yet, but...
Oh, yeah, we're avoiding that.
Like, it's just... I don't know. Let's move on because I'll just
get mad.
I
gotta say though, I went through a lot of toilet paper in the last 4 days.
You did?
Well,
oh yeah, with your cleanse.
After the cleanse.
With your cleanse, yeah. After the cleanse.
The reverse cleanse.
Well, the last piece of news actually is a good talking
point.
Well,
I had a tangent on that. I saw, those guys are obviously still playing golf in their off time, but then I saw Ian Poulter and his setup. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yes, that racing setup?
That racing setup in his house like that. He might have the best house. Like, if you could switch houses with someone, he might be up there.
Yeah, so he has, a full, I guess that'd be 180 set of screens, a horseshoe? So it's, all his peripherals are covered, and he's playing a racing game?
Yeah, so Formula it's
almost,
One.
It's almost like VR, but without the headset. It's just around him.
Yeah, it's like out of the movie Cars, Cars 3, when they're on when they're on the, when he's on the simulator.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
McQueen or whatever, but
yeah,
there's that, and then he has that golf simulator that when he's putting, it actually the whole floor
right.
Moves.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
To, yeah. Create break and stuff that, and then he just has a whole oodles amounts of cars that you could just drive around.
He's got it made.
He cooks up some nice meals too.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Pizza oven outside.
You wouldn't mind getting your hands on that after a cleanse.
Just that house in general.
But then it got me thinking of other guys. We've seen Leishman cut his grass and has that outdoor thing. They showed Padraig Harrington today has a kind of Jim Nance's thing where not the whole 16 at Augusta or whatever, but just 100-yard chipping green.
Yep.
That would just be amazing.
One thing we could do for content is I was going to do that 1,000 shots challenge this year, and we could just do it in a random
field.
Or just book the course somehow.
Well, we could just go show up. He wanted to do 1,000.
You want to do 1,000?
Yeah.
We just got to persuade our course to take 1,000
from 100 yards. Yeah.
Yeah. See how many I can make. And if I make zero, I got to get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. I don't think you realize how long 1,000 shots is going to take.
That'll be 2 days.
It's going to take a long time.
Because if you think about it, I don't know how much is in a large bucket, 60, 75 balls?
Yeah, and that takes
it takes
45
close
minutes.
To an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're putting in a couple 10-hour days.
Yep. Getting it done in 2 days, though.
Yeah? All right. We're just going to set up a stationary camera and just push record and change the battery every hour because it'll run out.
Maybe we should have 5 or 6 options of tattoos I should get and then have the folks on social media choose which one.
I like that idea.
If I get zero.
But I also think you're obviously thinking hole 18 at our course, right?
Yeah. Well, just from 100 yards though.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think 18 is the best because I don't think you could do it on a tee box. If you're one guy hitting 1,000 shots off a tee box.
Oh, that thing's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially you could never hit from that area again all year.
Just blading every single shot.
I was just gonna say I could probably do it. Yeah. You guys couldn't.
Scoopy
the guy doesn't make downward contact.
I teed it up a little higher this time.
Yeah, I haven't made downward contact on the ball since in 6 years.
140 out just takes a 5-iron and skies it on purpose.
It's known to happen.
That reminds me of another thing to talk about. I don't know if you guys saw the latest 14 club challenge with EVR and Ho-Sung Choi.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. Yeah,
no? I don't think we haven't talked
new
about
one.
I never got a chance to watch
I thought
that
EVR
one.
Just did one.
Yeah, just Wednesday last week.
Okay.
So after I brought it. But that made me think of it because when it came to drivers and woods, Ho-Sung Choi had to hit driver and 3-wood when he pulled him out of his bag. And instead of trying to bump and run it, he was teeing it up super high and trying to sky it 1,000 yards in the air and have it land on the green. And
that's
he just hit him straight right. EVR was just laughing at him.
I got to watch that now.
And then,
find that tweet.
Yeah. Well, it's in our group chat, but...
That wasn't our group chat?
Yeah, I definitely posted it somewhere.
I did not watch it. You watch it?
No.
Oh, yeah. So thanks for posting it.
Yeah.
Content, right?
Those are some of the best things the European Tour does.
Yeah, yeah. 14 club challenges. Speaking of other tours, last piece of news. So Rory's already said he's out on the PGL. Now Brooks and Rom both came out and said they're out. So...
Top three players in the world.
Lots of people on social media saying that they're it's toast now. because they don't have the top three. But can't you just like reduce the prize money and have other good players? Like, there's bound to be someone that's going to go. You could still, it's not dead.
Well, Phil's going, so yeah. You got one. Well,
and the thing is, like, I get why they want the top players in the world.
Yes.
Because then maybe you get more people watching, but it's supposed to be a totally different thing, right? With teams and whatnot.
Like, it should be for the fringe college guys that can't go to the Corn Fairy. And they just, you have your other tour. And if it becomes good enough and guys are willing to just accept that they're not going to play potentially for majors.
Yeah.
If you're just willing to accept that because maybe you're not getting into them anyway, just go play there.
And if you can gamble on it, people are going to watch it.
But I also think the whole point of it is they want the top guys in the world, and that's the only way that they're going to do it.
But
and so now it's dead.
Again, like, it goes back to us saying, like, we would watch it if they're mic'd up the whole time. If they go to courses that you can play under the lights. Like, if you're doing these gimmick things, you don't necessarily need the top players because you're going to get the content from guys swearing or guys having funny comments between each other that when they're mic'd up.
Yeah, I think it still has a little bit more of an XFL feel. So it's like you need a couple big names so people will actually watch because, sure, the guys will be good players if they're college guys. You might have some personalities. You might get a little bit of that. But unless they know some of the players, I don't think they can really make it fly too much.
Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you, Phil's going to be
good. But I think if you get Phil... Phil's bringing probably 3-4 other guys that people know.
Yeah, but now if you all of a sudden Phil, you got two if teams. You get, like, why are they worried about the good young guys? Like, you get Miguel on Hell and you get Bernard
Duffner.
Longer and like some of these old. You get Lumpy as
Duffner.
like some of these guys that have like good personalities that can still golf.
Yep, that probably aren't playing in too many
daily?
Majors.
Yeah, exactly. Daily stuff like that.
Yeah, and if you can make it just as much or a little bit more than the Champions Tour, that type, you're going to get those guys. You could fill it with 50 guys, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of where who's going to go, and I think you have to get those guys that haven't quite won a major, aren't in every major, and are just willing to accept that by doing this, I'm taking more money and giving up my chance for majors.
Yeah, it's almost like they got to think of it as like a like, what's the secondary UFC, not UFC, but mixed martial art, where they kind of get the
Bellator.
The washed-up guys or, like, once big names,
that's
and now
mean.
You're trying to draw them to that.
Or, like, the NBA, what do they got, that 3-on-3 one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Iverson was playing in it and guys like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of spin-off leagues, and it's...
Yeah, you can't tell me Ernie Els wouldn't go.
I mean, he's
maybe
probably just going
to
clean up on the champions, but...
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though, is
a lot
if,
more
you can
money.
If you can guarantee more money, they'll do it.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it's more of those guys that are fringe champion guys that kind of just don't care. They're just like, yeah, I'll take the money. But it's just more about longevity and potentially for blacklisting yourself. That puts a lot of fear in guys.
Is it for sure a blacklist if you go play on it? Like, or is it something that...
I think it's just a threat. So, I mean, you could call a bluff.
Like, could you, like, for example, all of a sudden you go... play on that for a year, then go to Q school after. Qualify for the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
later.
There's got
to
be half a bunch
think,
of rules.
I think they'll
put
blacklist
here.
You, though. But my thoughts.
I don't know.
We got any shots of the week, birthdays?
I have one more piece of news.
Oh, okay.
I posted that video of the or picture of that guy from the 1928 British Open using the whatever it was.
What was it a 2-foot putter?
Yeah, 18-inch putter with one hand. Because he thought it kept, he thought he could putt better with that. Like,
yeah, he's bending all the way over down to his shoe tops and putting.
Yeah, and?
And if it worked.
I do that all the time.
But I just, like.
You do bend over.
It makes me think, like, it just made me think of those golf infomercials, like guys using the square strike or whatever that thing is, or that putter that stands up on it. There's no way that helps you putt. I will never believe that that will help you putt.
It's more of for lining up. But
still, you still got to take it back. Like, you
still have to hit the putt.
No one really sucks at putting because their alignment is bad.
Some do, but not most guys.
Well, you got bigger fish to fry if that's what your issue is putting.
Right. Blind as a bat.
Yeah.
You last year, you had one of those two-sided wedges, right?
Yeah, the chipper.
The chipper, and I had it in my bag. I actually think it's
the shaft
in my
is
bag.
Wood.
I think I still have it in my bag.
Mm.
I have it. And all it is a 7-iron.
Well, but like skinny, skinny or very short.
It's just
club.
For little bumping runs.
Little bumping runs.
Yeah. I actually saw a tweet, or maybe it was on Instagram, but it was a picture of a post of a guy putting, and the caption on it was, other than line and pace, this was a great putt. So maybe there are people like that who need to align the classic.
There's a lot of bad putters
out
there.
Good speed.
Yeah.
You like that
when
one.
When it ain't. Yeah.
All right. Shots of the week, birthdays, aces. I guess ace, Tommy Fleetwood in the practice round.
Yep. Then stunk.
Wasn't there a conspiracy that that didn't go in? Was that you guys that said that?
That was just Harv that said that.
Oh, Harv said it? Okay.
It's not true, obviously.
Harv didn't know.
They never showed it.
They just showed the half celebration.
Well, everyone there was celebrating.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. What I was glued to was when the caddies were taking shots on that hole. Like, PGA was showing.
That's my favorite
on
part.
Their story.
Yeah.
And, like, that Fleener or JT Poston's caddy hit it to, like, 2 feet. And some of those guys had some pretty bad swings. Like, I also find a little weird.
And then did you see Harry Higgs had that kid take a shot for him?
No,
and
I didn't.
The kid just, like, straight chunked it, like, 15 feet into the water in front of the tee box.
Could you imagine? Like, there'd be a good chance I'd piss myself if a pro pulls you out of the crowd and is like, hey, hit this shot on 17. You've never played this course in your life. You've never swung a club that day.
All these people are watching.
Everyone is watching in a practice round. Yeah. You go to the guy who got picked. There's a good chance I'd piss my pants.
Plus, you'd be in between clubs.
Well,
what would you hit, 54 or wedge?
I don't know.
How far is it?
That's the thing.
On the distance.
Yeah. How far is it?
You'd have to. I think
it's like 140 usually around there.
Yeah. I think you'd have to club down.
Good wedge.
Just be jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, plus the last thing, like, I don't know. Do you want to go long or do you want to, like, come up short and hit in the water? Like, if you're hitting in the water, probably 95% chance.
I mean, I'm probably hooking it right, but.
I think I would go long all day.
Really?
On that hole, yep.
I guess give it a chance.
Just to prove that you could get there.
I would just make sure that I got there, yeah. I would, you know what, I'd probably hit the path on the back. Yeah.
I don't know.
Means
like
I tugged it just a little bit.
Just hit a five iron like way past and then chip back.
Like one hop off the green into the backwater is okay, but like Thursday there was that guy who just air mailed it.
That's what I was just going to say. Did you see that shot tracker where the guy put it like, he hit like 180.
Yeah.
Thinned it all
and the
way.
And they
were
over. Even asked, they like, when they showed the club, they're like, this seems like a lot of club here. And then, yeah, he like air mailed it over the green into the back water. Like,
yeah. We also didn't talk about Rory betting that guy $50 or that guy betting Rory $50, Rory hitting it and then giving the $50 back.
What an idiot that guy was.
Yeah, I would have kept it.
Yeah.
Just to prove a point. Rory,
teach him a lesson, for sure.
I may be a millionaire, but you don't bet me.
Yeah, I mean, Phil would have kept it.
Yeah, yeah. For like, sure. I mean, maybe sign something for him, but
keep the $50,
bud.
The token glove.
Yeah, take the glove off, sign it.
Or it would have been funny if he signed the bill and gave it back to him.
Mm.
That would have been interesting.
I think
the guy it's still lost money because the guy's never going to use it. That's like the ultimate FU. You bet me $50 and rather than me keeping it because I don't need it, I'm just going to sign it and give it back to you. And then it's up to you if you want to.
I think I'd rather him sign it. Like, I'd rather have something signed than just $50 that I'm going to go to the beer tent and spend on.
Yeah.
Like,
would you keep that $50? Probably not, because you could just make it up. Yeah, this is the $50 that Rory gave me back, just for any $50.
Yeah, but if he signed it, I'd 100% frame that and keep that.
Right, and it's dead.
And
so Rory still
won the bet. A way
better
story.
Rory won the bet.
Like,
yeah, no one's gonna be talking about this story after this exact second.
Yeah, when they're like, "Oh, what'd you do with that $50?" Oh, I bought some gas and Slim Jims on the way home.
Step into a Slim Jim. Ari, you want to get into the last kind of piece of the
What was shot of the week? Did you have one, Harv?
Oh, right.
Siwoo Kim's bump and run into the hole.
That was unreal.
Yeah, from way behind.
Yeah, like the fact that he checked the dirt.
Did he use a chipper for that, or what was that?
I don't
know
if it was like a closed up lob wedge or what, but bounced it way before the green, and it like took the curves perfectly.
Yep.
Well, I miss golf. Miss it already.
Do we want to do the pick recap now or?
No picks. The tournament didn't finish. So picks heading into the break here are 9 for me, 7 Bronel, 3 Harv, 2 Randy. As we head into our long break.
Can I just point out that I picked Graham McDowell and he was the best pick of the week after
sure,
one
you
round?
Can pick that. Yeah, you can note that. No one had Matsu.
Remember all those times you declared victory on Thursday and then didn't win?
Yeah, lots.
That's why. We're not
And I'm
because
upset.
The rest, there's only one round. That's all we could go by.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
If they would have gave all the money to Matsu, I would have agreed
yes,
with you.
If they would have given out the money.
Well, you can't do that.
even though he was extremely chalky in DraftKings, we had Matsu on our GC Cup.
The rest of the team stunk, though, didn't it?
No, it was good. We were, well, it was all right.
Reed was on it.
Yeah, so. Okay, last thing before we head into the end of the pod and next week, I guess. We're doing a little thing to fill the time here. It is March. It is March Madness time. Obviously, that doesn't exist.
Oh,
our
sigh.
Friends at the Alberta Golf Tour, Golf Alberta, I think it is, are doing this little bracket thing in their province. So the boys thought, let's do a little Saskatchewan Golf Civil War. So we've created a 16, we've taken 16 courses from the north of our province and 16 courses from the south of our province.
I mean, they're all in the south because our the way our province is, but.
Yes. Well, you don't have to get, like, what's this guy talking about? Yeah. Hey, yes. The top half of our province is trees. Yes. We're aware.
What, like, what a useless comment.
Some of our listeners don't know that.
Okay. Listeners, when you go look at a map of Saskatchewan, there's a pretty distinct line. Go look at the satellite image. The top half of our province is
look at it all the time.
The topography, is that what it's called?
Topography.
That's elevation related.
Yes.
Potato, yes. Potato.
Harp, can I get the list? I'll read off the final 32 courses, and then on social media over the next, I guess, I don't know, 30 weeks. 30 days.
31? 32?
30 days. No, 30 days. We're not doing one every week. We're doing one every day. And so we got the brackets set up. We're going to do votes. And then we're just, I guess, 8 days from now, the North will be done. North will be done next week. South will be done the week after.
We're not going back and forth? Just full North and then full South?
I think so.
Okay.
So we'll have the winner. We won't have the winner. We'll have the first round winners.
Yep.
Second round winners. Then we'll have all of them the following week. And then we'll pretty much be done in 3 weeks.
Yep.
Something like that.
All right. Are we all making predictions of which one we think is going to win?
Yeah. So just before we get into it, picks. The bracket is obviously seeded 1 through 16, based off of overall value, the course, the scenery, but also it's kind of random, kind of not. Like we just wanted to make sure there's good matchups, but also keeping with what we felt was the right seeding.
Yeah, I mean,
for some of these.
And to be honest, we haven't played a few of them, so
yeah, we haven't played all 32. That's for sure.
No.
So I'm just going to go 1 through 16 in the north, 1 through 16 south, and then maybe just chat a little bit about who we think is going to come out on top.
Okay.
So for those of you that aren't in Saskatchewan, you can still vote. You might not know any of these courses, but those in Saskatchewan, we urge you to vote.
Look them up.
And what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Go online and watch all the course reviews, and if they don't have them, chances are we're going to do them this year.
Yep.
I imagine we'll post a link to the course so they can maybe take a look at them
too,
right?
We'll tag the courses on social media. So they can check it out. All right, North, 1 through 16, Riverside, Waskasu, Elk Ridge, Evergreen, Dakota Dunes, Cook. Well, sorry, I should restart. Riverside, Saskatoon, Waskasu and Waskasu, Elk Ridge and Waskasu, Evergreen and Nipwin, Dakota Dunes, Saskatoon, Cook, PA, Silverwood, Saskatoon. Harv likes Silverwood. Little par 3 in there. Moon Lake at Saskatoon, North Battleford, Holiday Park, Saskatoon, Saskatoon Golf and Country Club, Saskatoon, Legends and Warman, Greenwater and Greenwater, Spiritwood and Spiritwood?
Yep.
Deer Park in Yorkton and the Willows in Saskatoon. So a few Saskatoons in there, but some good matchups.
Yep.
And then in the south, we got Deer Valley in Lumsden, Wascana, Regina, TS&M, Woodlawn in Estevan, Katepwa, White Bear in White Bear First Nation near Kenosi, Royal Regina, Main Prize, which is, I guess, technically between Weyburn and Estevan.
Like Mydale, I think it is.
Yeah. Riverhurst, which is Sageview, Willow Bunch, Elbow, Harbor. We got Long Creek in Avonlea. We got Sass Landing just outside of Swift. We got Kenosi. We got the Hillcrest here in Moose Jaw as the 14 seed. We got Elmwood and Swift Current. We got Torhill and Regina. 32, survival of the fittest. So obviously there's some courses that have a lot of hype surrounding them in Saskatchewan, but you never know. It's there's no rhyme or reason. We're not we're putting it to a vote. So if you don't, if you think something's overrated, vote against the other one. Right?
Yeah.
So, we're trying to do something here for fun to keep us entertained. So,
who's going to win?
I mean, Silverwood ain't winning.
It should. It won't.
Yeah.
It should.
Harv wants it bad.
I mean, the greens are nice.
The greens are nice.
That's it.
The rough is always, there's not many dry or dead spots out there.
They got like three carts, the whole place.
What do you need a cart for?
But it's a par three.
It is a par three. You don't need a cart. I mean, my
and it's not like there's some long holes. Like there's some challenging holes.
No driver.
Again, it's a par three course.
Con. Yep.
Yeah. Well, there is a par three course in Moose Jaw here that you could toy with a driver on one hole.
Yeah, but that one's a par four.
I know, but like, it's not really.
I think I've hit four iron like pin high on that hole though. So
yeah.
No big deal. Humble brag.
You had a wind. You had wind behind you. Saskatchewan wind behind you. So I actually think that Elkridge might win. Three seed in the north. I don't think Riverside's going to win.
I mean, I think I like Elkridge more than Riverside personally, but
yep.
There's tons of good ones on there that
I think there's a chance for some serious upsets, and we're going to find out.
As much as I don't think this deserves to win, but I think Dakota Dunes is going to win.
Could. Dunes. Yep.
I don't know.
The five seed in the north.
Our friends at Estevan might have voting lots too.
Lots.
Like burner lots. Accounts. Everyone. Everything.
So we're gonna tag these courses, obviously. So hopefully some of their we get some retweets and then their membership comes out in full force. We'll find out.
Yep.
Only one way to find out. So do we have anything else? I mean, obviously we said it's lighter pods. We're going to try to bring as much content and interviews as we can during this break, but right now it's just trying to pick it up the pieces, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to come up with the top five for like events that never happened, but Fire Festival was the only thing I could think of.
Fire.
You love that guy. No one uses that gif more.
Yeah. You more
oh, that
you.
Guy.
I
yeah.
was fully prepared to go there. All right. You got one?
I actually came up with top five, but before that, I saw a tweet today that actually made me laugh. It was like someone tweeted that if God himself came down to Earth and told me that it was pronounced Jif, I would laugh in his face and never pronounce it that. And then the replies were pretty good. But I thought there was a bunch of bad takes and maybe some tweets that weren't going to age well when the Players was canceled.
Yep.
Because it was full panic mode and people were freaking out. So I kind of put together a list of the top five bad Twitter takes when the Players was canceled.
Okay.
So.
This should be interesting.
Number five. This is from, I won't say their handle.
Yeah.
So they can't look them up. But this is from CG is the name. We are being pranked at this point. Canceling an event where you are literally out in a field with one other person. I mean, that's not the case at all. Like, you got caddies, you got rules officials, you got cameramen. Like,
never watched an event.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to use that argument when we're trying to get on the course, course.
Yep. Yes. Very good point. But I mean, we don't have caddies.
There's only three other people with me.
Yeah.
And we're all don't worry, we're all at least 10 feet apart.
Oh, I was going to say, has there ever been a time where even two of us or three of us for that
with
matter
the exception
have been
on the green when we've all buzzed our par putts past? That's the only time.
Like, what do you think the closest all four of us have been together on hole one?
Like when we're all picking up our 3-foot gimmies.
No, I just mean like off the tee, what's the closest?
Oh. 50 feet.
I was going to say 50 yards. Like, normally someone's right. Normally Bronow's left.
I'm left, yeah.
One guy's in the middle. Like, it never happens.
Yeah, depends where I line up. Because if I line up left, it's going way left. And if I line up down the middle, it's going right.
Everyone knows you bail out left on that hole, though.
Yeah. Not going to put trees there. You're going to go.
Yeah. Number four, this is from Baden. And then it followed up with a yellow ribbon for...
Oh, yep.
Hashtag Players Championship canceled due to hashtag coronavirus, for fuck's sakes.
That's not a bad take at all. He really needed
the hashtag the coronavirus, eh?
Well, just everyone's searching that hashtag at this point in time just for impressions.
That's not even a bad take. That's like my take.
I mean, yeah, that's everybody's take.
Well, I kind of took it as laughable moments. Yeah, he was just mad that they canceled it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't understand the severity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Number three from Michael Montgomery. Tiger knew, staying isolated, chess.
I think I
hate that take so much.
Yeah, like Tiger knew.
Yeah, like
a lot of people were saying that. Hey,
but like
when
the
did
Tiger?
When did he bail on that? Like well over a week in advance.
Yeah. Like it, just the whole like Tiger blowing that goes on just drives me insane.
Yeah,
just
too much of it. It's too much now. Yeah,
yeah.
Although I'm still happy you won the Masters.
Well, number two, fine. From Caddy Master.
Oh, this will be good.
By giving into hysterics, you've made an awful decision. So many people depend on sport as a respite from the daily struggle. Now they have nothing left.
Like, well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Nothing left? Like, I watch a lot of sports.
Things left.
It sucks, but like, I'm not contemplating suicide at this point.
Nothing
not
left.
Yet.
Not yet. Yeah, I mean, we're only day, I mean, this is day one in Saskatchewan.
That video game console stops working and things might change, but
yeah.
And then this is the worst one.
Not a big beauty. That guy wasn't a big family guy, hey?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Said he. I checked his bio. He is actually a caddy.
Oh.
not a professional one.
Nothing to live for.
So maybe. This one, number one, from Seahawks Fan for Life.
Oh, boy.
This sucks already.
Nobody cares about this.
That's number one. Yep, agreed.
And it made me go on a bit of a tangent here. Nothing, I think nothing is stupider. Is that a word?
Or more
stupid than people who have like a Twitter account that's their actual account, not like a burner, that have like a picture of a pro athlete in it. Like if it's like...
You want it always to be them?
Yeah, or like...
Or even just a logo? Are you okay with logos?
50-50 on logos. Okay. But like, this was like Bobby Wagner like celebrating in his bio.
Well, he is a Seahawk fan.
Okay. Post your picture wearing a jersey.
Like, yeah. For life, though.
Even just your back. Yeah, he is for life.
Yeah.
Even just the back of your jersey. You don't have to post your face.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just in case Vin Dog gets you.
So like a Seahawks logo would be better than...
I get it would be
slightly
better than this.
Better.
Slightly
but
it's
better.
Still not great.
I mean, he's committed to that brand by making that his name, though. So,
okay,
kind of got to stick with it, right?
Yeah. What if Bobby Wagner leaves?
That's not bad. Do you have any on mentions?
No, I could only. Okay.
Scraping up five.
I have like a couple come to my mind, but I don't remember the names. One other one just said, "This is retarded."
Yeah. Well, that's yeah. This sucks.
That's a bad take for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Back to number two, though. It does suck for a ton of people involved in sports. Like, it's not just the athletes.
Well,
all these stories are coming out about everybody
the
chipping
arena staff,
in.
Yeah, arena staff and stuff like that. And even just, like we mentioned it before, the economic impact of this whole thing is
I have a bone to pick
insane.
With that.
These
people getting paid from the teams and the players donating money to them, 80%, maybe 90% of these people
part-time jobs.
It's a part-time job, and it's not their only job. They just have a regular job that they go to every day, and then they just work at these arenas to get free access to games.
Yes. I would say...
Some.
Now,
I'd say
you also have to think, though, I would assume that they're talking about the people that it is their only job. But
how do you
never know.
How do you...
You never know. I don't know if they're screening them or not. Say, do you work here full-time? Because the full-time staff... technically are probably still working, some of them anyway.
Yeah.
But full-time security guards, those types, if they're shutting down the arena, they don't need them anymore. So those people, I understand, but yes, the game day people where it's like their second job, probably don't need to. But maybe they're working two jobs just to pay the bills. So you never know their home
situation.
Amen,
brother.
Yeah?
Like that one?
But all did right, you well, see the best part was when the Winnipeg Jets came out and were like, yeah, we don't have games, so they're not required to work, so we're not paying them.
Just came right out.
Yeah. And then they went back on, and now they are paying them, but still, it's still pretty
didn't
funny.
Last long.
No.
All right, well, that wraps it up for episode 105. I don't even know why we're going to call this one COVID. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sure.
Somber days. Well, that wraps it up, but we'll be back next week. Maybe have an interview. If not, we'll have some other things that we can talk about. I'm sure there'll be some news come out, or we'll just, I don't know.
10 top fives.
10 top fives.
Yeah. Ultimate foursome we got to get back into, obviously.
Yeah, we're going to get an ultimate foursome.
Wrestlers? No?
Maybe after WrestleMania.
It might be time. WrestleMania might be time for top five wrestlers.
Thank you.
Or ultimate foursome wrestlers. Yeah. But until then, until episode 106, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Serves me.